Good morning. It's good to be here. This morning I will be preaching on a subject that we probably all have experienced, depression. How many of you have ever been depressed? Okay. How many of you are lying? No. the hands that were still down. Yes. We all go through depression. Let me mention to you, my wife's here today, Vicki, we sold our house, and we are in the process of moving to Ohio, to Ashland, Ohio, if you know what Ashland, Ohio is. And the last 2 weeks, we've been there twice, driving 6 hours each way, and we were there just this week. And so our house, through a buyer, owner for selling it, we like it. It was perfect in so many ways. We put a bid in, it was too low. We did not get the house. And guess what? I am depressed. We have struggled with it since yesterday. Go through my mind constantly. What we should have done, what we didn't do, why we didn't do this, why we didn't do that, and so forth. Sleep continues to go through my mind. Wake up. Driving to a wonderful church this morning, going through my mind, and so forth. And we would ask you to pray for us. And I know people would say, Bob, God has something else for you. Well, I know that. But guess what? It's still very, very, very hard. Amen? Life is hard at times. And I told my wife, this is probably the most important decision we will make at this point of our lives. And we blew it. So we would sincerely ask you to remember us in prayer as God brings us to mind, pray for us, and so forth, emotionally, and that God will provide a home that we would like. My wife has said she wants to live these last years in a home that she wants rather than a home that we have to live in, if you understand. For a price range and so forth, we would appreciate very much your prayers. We're not alone in depression. Some of the wonderful people of the Bible went through great depression. One of my heroes of the Bible is Moses. And Moses, I don't know how he ever did it. Yes, I do. He was obedient to God. That's how he did it. Even though he struck the rock, and even though he was not able to go to the prom. He was a godly, godly man. And Moses perhaps could arguably be called the greatest leader. And here we see in the book of Numbers. Let me read this to you. In Numbers chapter 11, verses 11 through 15. Moses says, "Why have you brought this trouble on your servant? What have I done to displease you, that you put the burden of all these people on me? Did I conceive all these people? Did I give them birth? Why do you tell me to carry them in my arms as a nurse carries an infant to the land you promised on oath to their forefathers? Where can I get meat for all these people? They keep wailing to me. Give us meat to eat. I cannot carry all these people by myself. The burden is too heavy for me." Verse 15. "If this is how you are going to treat me," he says that to God, "if this is how you're going to treat me, put me to death right now. If I have found favor in your eyes, and do not let my face, my own ruin." Depression. Elijah, a great prophet in the Old Testament. Elijah, 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 3 through 5. "Elijah was afraid and ran for his life. When he came to Bathsheba in Judah, he left his servant there. While he himself went a day's journey into a desert, he came to a broom tree, sat down under it, and prayed that he might die. I have had enough, Lord, he said. Take my life. I am no better than my ancestors. Then he lay down under the tree and fell asleep. Depression. A great man of God, Elijah. A great man of God, Moses. But they experience depression. Job. I love Job. You read the first three chapters of Job. He lost everything. Lost everything. His dear wife came to him on one occasion and said to him, because she loved him, because of the sores and so forth, she said, why don't you curse God and die? Job, when he lost everything, he wished he had not been born. He was extremely depressed for a period of time. In Job chapter 3, verse 3, we read, may the days of my birth perish. And the night it was said, a boy is born. Job went through depression. As I thought about these biblical persons, I thought I wrote several things down that we all experience as people. We experience circumstances and situations that may cause us to be depressed. I know that. My wife knows that. We know that quite recently. Situations and circumstances. Also, we have emotions. All of us have emotions. We have emotions of great joy and happiness. We can also have emotions that are very low. We have emotions. I think most of us, as you travel through life, the mountains, we see a few mountains of joy. And most of the time when we travel, it's level. It's not mountains or the valleys, it's level. But we have those few mountains in life, highlights in life of great happiness and joy. Your wedding day, the birth of your children, promotion at the job, whatever, those highlights. But then we have the valleys. And sometimes the valleys can be very deep. Amen? And sometimes the valleys seem so long. Will they ever, ever end? Yes, they will. Yes, they will. I tell my one son particularly, I say, Chris, we know the last chapter. Yes. As Christians, we can persevere. We know the last chapter. Well, as Christians, we too see the mountains. We also go through the valleys. Most of our lives are kind of level, mundane, kind of routine. But we're very emotions. We have emotions. So we have circumstances, situations, emotions, and then we have stress. Anxieties and stress. And we want to get out, as it were. What are some contributing factors regarding depression? There's nine of them I came across. One is temperament and one's personality. I think some people are more prone to depression than others because of that personality, that temperament. Although everyone goes through, at times, depression. Biochemistry, the makeup of your chemistry of your body. Bipolar, whatever it might be, can contribute to depression. Physical exhaustion and demands, as we think of Moses, he must have lots of physical exhaustion and demands. Problems, health problems, family, relationships, financial burdens, purchasing a house. Yes. Wear and tear. Just simply wear and tear. Circumstances beyond our control. Family relations, relationships of evil. sudden reversals, stress has strayed. All of these can contribute, as it were, to depression. This morning, I want us to look at the life of Paul. And if you have your Bibles, you may want to turn to Acts 18. Paul is on his second missionary journey, arriving from Athens to Corinth. He experiences a very low time in his life, depression, Paul. And before I read this passage, let me tell you this. Please listen. So often as we read the Bible, we simply read the Bible. And when I read this, I want you to think, if you were Paul, if you were going through this, if you were experiencing this, and it helps us to identify more and get more out of the scriptures. Wherever we read the scriptures, try to enter in and feel. Chapter 18. After this, Paul left Athens and went to Corinth. And he found a Jew named Aquila, a native of Pontus, recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because Claudia had commanded all the Jews to leave Rome. And he went to see them, and because he was of the same trade, he stayed with them and worked, for they were tent makers by trade. Paul was a tent maker by trade. Verse 4, and he reasoned in the synagogues every Sabbath and tried to persuade Jews and Greeks. Every Sabbath, Paul was at the synagogue. How was he received? How did people respond? How did it affect him? And he reasoned in the synagogues every Sabbath and tried to persuade Jews and Greeks. When Silas and Timothy arrived from Macedonia, Paul was occupied with the word, testifying to the Jews that the Christ was Jesus. Verse 6, and when they opposed and reviled him, he shook off his garments and said to them, your blood is on your own heads. I am innocent. From now on, I will go to the Gentiles. And he left there and went to the house of a man named Titus Justus, a worshiper of God. His house was next door to the synagogue. Crispus, the ruler of the synagogue, believed in the Lord together with his entire household. And many of the Corinthians, hearing Paul, believed and were baptized. Are you feeling the emotions as we go through this life? Verse 9, and the Lord said to Paul one night in vision, do not be afraid, but go on speaking, and do not be silent, for I am with you, and no one will attack you to harm you, for I have many in this city who are my people. Verse 11, and stay a year and 6 months, teaching the word of God among them. Verse 12, but when Gallio was proconsul of Acacia, the Jews made a united attack on Paul and brought him before the tribunal, saying, this man is persuading people to worship God contrary to the law. But when Paul was about to open his mouth, Gallio said to the Jews, if it were a matter of wrongdoing or vicious crimes, O Jews, I would have reason to accept your complaint. But since it is a matter of question about words and names and your own law, see to it yourselves. I refuse to be a judge of these things. And he drove them from the tribunal, and they all seized Sosthenes, the ruler of the synagogue, and beat him in front of the tribunal. But Galileo paid no attention to any of this. Verse 18. After this, Paul stayed many days longer and then took leave of the brothers and set sail for Syria. And with him, Priscilla and Aquila. At Sanctae, he had cut his hair, for he was under a vow. And they came to Ephesus and he left them there. But he himself went into the synagogue and reasoned with the Jews. When they asked him to stay for a longer period, he declined. But on taking leave of them, he said, I will return to you if God wills. And he set sail for Ephesus. When he landed in Caesarea, he went up and greeted the church and then went down to Antioch. After spending some time after there, he departed and went from one place to the next through the region of Galilee and Phrygia, strengthening all the disciples. At Corinth, Paul had a rough time. In fact, in 1 Corinthians 2:3, Paul writes about the time when he says in Acts. He says, I came to you in weakness and fear and with much trembling. One translation says, when I came to you, I was weak, I was afraid, and very nervous. Another translation says, I was timid. He was terrified. And his experience at Corinth, very depressing. The statement by Paul indicates that he was run through the wringer, so to speak. Why? Paul was fatigued. From Athens to Corinth, I look it up, and sure enough, it's about 52, 53 miles that he walked all the way. He was fatigued. He was alone. He was bivocational. Not only did he go to a synagogue and try to persuade the people, he also had a job to do. Bivocational, very demanding, a tent maker. He had a sense of failure. He had not much success in Athens. In fact, the people in Athens, some of them call him a babbler, which means a bird brain. How would you like to be called bird brain? Very depressing. He was frustrated, leaving the city of idolatry, heading to the worst city in the world at that time for immorality, immoral. Corinth. They had a temple. And the temple goddess, Aphrodite, goddess of sex, in the temple in Corinth, they had 1,000 prostitutes that gave their bodies in the name of religion. How do you think this affected Paul, knowing this? He was unappreciated. He later wrote to the people of Corinth. He says, so I will very gladly spend for you everything I have, expand myself as well. If I love you more, will you love me less? Do you feel his emotion? Do you feel, sense his depression? He had reason to be. At this point alone, when he arrives at Corinth, he has been beaten in jail at Philippi. He's been persecuted at Thessalonica and Perea. He's been ridiculed in Athens. You are bird brain. And now he faced the people in Corinth. It seems he's about ready to say, enough is enough, and quit. But Lord came to him on that day and showed him the trying times are not times to quit trying. As I think of human life, we all have circumstances and situations that we go through in life. And probably one of the toughest part of humanity is we have emotions. And a wide span of emotions. at stress, at all the emotions that we can experience, that we all have experienced, it seems, is depression. If I close a prayer now, we probably all leave here depressed. But what are some of the provisions that God has given for us to deal with our own depression? First of all, exhortation, a word from God. A word from God. I love the book of Psalms. One reason I love the book of Psalms is it's so personal. It's so David, most of them by David, but not all. It's so personal. And the psalmist expresses his emotions. It's an emotional book as you read the Psalms. And I love it. It really ministers so often as you read the book of Psalms. Also, Acts 18, 8, 9, and 10 says, one night the Lord spoke to Paul in vision. Do not be afraid. Keep on speaking. Do not be silent. Verse 9, do not be afraid. Paul has given to fear discouragement, even though he was experiencing spiritual success. He was giving over. Why? Because what he'd been treated before, what he expected, more of the same. Soon in his thinking, he would see a riot. Or who else? What else might come? He might be beaten, whatever else. Learn not to borrow trouble. It's a good principle. Learn not to borrow feeling harassed and one waiting for something disastrous to happen. Do not borrow trouble. In early history, circuit riders were traveling to court. They had to cross many swollen rivers. But the Fox River was still ahead of them, and they said to one another, if these streams give us so much trouble, how will we ever get over the Fox River? When darkness fell, they stay at a tavern, log cabin, tavern, and met with a Methodist writer who did lots of traveling. And he said, I travel over all these rivers. And they asked him, what about the Fox River? He said, oh, yes, I know all about the Fox River. I have crossed it often. I understand it well. But I have one fixed rule regarding the Fox River. I never cross it till I reach it. Good principle, isn't it? Our minds, we borrow trouble. I never cross a Fox River till I reach it. It's a good rule. Also, keep ministering. In Acts 18, 9, it says, do not be afraid, keep on speaking. Do not be silent. Ken Hughes says, weakness is a secret strength of God's most effective servants. Yes. When we are weak, we know he is what? Strong. Amen? Weakness leads to humility. Weakness leads to a perspective. Secondly, not only exhortation of God's word, how we get through discouragement and how we get through it is through encouragement, a word about God himself. It says in Acts 18:10, for I am with you, and no one's going to attack and harm you because I have many people in the city. Encouragement. God's presence. But I believe one of the greatest provisions of God for encouragement is the church, God's people. When you are aware of some situation among you, encourage that person. Write letters, pray, verbalize, talk to that person. As a pastor, I was a pastor for a number of years, and one of the most depressing things is when pastors see people leave the church And I think one of the reasons people sometimes leave the church is they become discouraged. Something's happened in life. So they stop attending church. And they eventually they say, I quit. And they quit church. Do you know any people like that? Probably. Well, the great blessings of the church isn't just come to worship, but we are a family. We are a body. And God knows we'll go through mountains and valleys, and he wants us to be sensitive to those around us. Amen? To encourage. And also God's protection. It says in verse 10, for I am with you, and no one is going to attack or harm you. It's too soon to quit. I'm going to share with you an amazing true story. Frederick Nolan was a missionary in North Africa in the midst of a terrible persecution. Christians were running for their lives. And Nolan ran for his life, exhausted. He stopped to catch his breath. And he looked to the right. He saw a small cave. He said, I'll go in the cave till they find me and till they kill me. And he runs and goes into the cave. As he sat there, he saw a small spider weaving a web at the mouth of the cave. A spider weaves a web that covers the entire opening of the cave. Persecutors arrive. They saw the cave. They march up to it. They saw the web, and they said, he couldn't be in there. And they left. Is that a basic story? It's true. Who knows what God may do for you and me? Amen? How many have we gone through stress resulting in depression? Life is difficult. Life is demanding. Life can be, yes, depressing. Paul stays at Corinth a year and a half longer before he leaves. I mentioned those things that contribute to depression. I say to you, I say to myself, persevere. Press on. Examine your position before the Lord. And remember your purpose in life. Well, Secretary of State during the Reagan presidency, George Shultz kept a large globe in his office. When newly appointed ambassadors had come to be interviewed with him, when ambassadors returned home from the post, he would say to them, you have to go over to that globe and prove to me that you can identify your country. They would go over, spin the globe, and put their finger on the country to which they were sent. When George Shultz's old friend and former Senate Majority Leader Mike Mansfield was appointed ambassador to Japan, he was even asked to go to the test. This time, however, Ambassador Mansfield spun the globe and put his hand on the United States. He said, this is my country. I've told this story many times. Never forgot, you're going over there to that country. But your real country is the United States. As Christians, let's remember our country is what? Heaven. Amen? Our leader is God Almighty as we submit to his leadership and trust him. Moses, yes, became depressed. Yes. Elijah, yes. Lot, yes. Paul, yes. Bob, yes. But he's still on the throne. Amen? and we need to persevere. In comparison, there are few mountaintops, and sometimes there's a lots of valley, but most of life is a level play. Let's remember, most of all, that we have a living God, and our country is not this country, as wonderful as it is. We are ambassadors for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Let's pray. Our Father, as we go through circumstances of life, situations, we are emotional, stress, and sometimes we do become very, very depressed. We're thankful for the body of Christ, that we need to encourage and strengthen one another, along with the scriptures, strengthening and encouraging. We need to read the Psalms and other portions. We need to be open. We need to be honest, as we see so often in the Psalms. Father, as we are about in a moment to take communion, well, wonderful reminder, also reminder of our relationship with you. Thank you, Lord. Teach us your ways. Lead us wherever you want to lead us, through the valleys, the level fields, to the mountaintops. We pray in Jesus' name with thanksgiving. Amen.